And it is time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Well, a good Sunday afternoon to you. Thank you for tuning in to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. College and community radio for the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions. This is program number 198 of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. It's your first destination in the Wayback Machine. Dusting off vinyl, queuing up the tape deck, spinning endangered CDs from the past 100 years of recorded sound. Well, as usual, I have no idea what I'm going to do on the program today. It's a lot of improvising and winging it. Once in a while, I have things planned, but it's been one of those weeks. So we're just going to kind of see where the musical flow takes us. I've got some vinyl to sample, absolutely. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be some interesting stuff. First, we're going to hear from Herbie Mann. He's the man. absolutely incredible rendition of Norwegian Wood. That is probably my favorite version of that song. Herbie Mann, absolutely great stuff. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I want to take a look at some pirate radio loggings this past week. Some of the radio stations that my buddy listens to down in Massachusetts with his amazing radio setup. He heard Horizon, FM Canary Islands, and Ireland on 6205 kilohertz with usual pop music and local ads and 3 minutes of news at the top of the hour. He also heard Baltic Sea Radio on 21476 kilohertz and 21480 kilohertz on the lower sideband. He heard songs by Bachman Turner Overdrive, Sounds of Seagulls, and then an ID. He heard Border Hunter Radio on 21460 AM. That's a kilohertz, and you're going to hear that up in the shortwave bands with a long broadcast by Franz and another announcer. And he said there was excellent modulation on that reception. And a lot of tunes by the Hollies and others well heard throughout North America. He heard Radio Blackbeard on 6950 AM with tunes by the Blue Boy, JX Loveland, and others. He also heard the Bangalore Poacher, which I would love to hear, on 6880 kilohertz AM, starting off with rock music, then the Lincolnshire Poacher. Interval signal, and then groups of different people spliced together. Not quite sure what that means. He also heard Radio Tidal Wave on 6320 kilohertz, music by The Culture Beat, and announcements in Dutch. All right, very cool. Thank you, Chris. Chris Lobdell down in Stoneham, Mass., who used to be the Pirate King on Cumbre DX, and he sends out a list every week of what he's hearing on his radio. Well, I really, really got a catch this week. Good, good stuff, and I'm pretty happy about it. It's a album by local musicians called Night Kitchen, Hear the Thunder, which includes Click Horning on lead and backing vocals, acoustic guitar and synthesizer and percussion, Dave Doran on bass guitar and percussion, Jerry Putnam on backing vocals, lead guitar, acoustic guitar, and synthesizer, Dinty Child on electric guitar, acoustic guitar, synthesizer, mandolin, and percussion, and Dana Fluelling on drums. This was released in 1986 by Edible Records, P.O. Box 1382, New London, New Hampshire. These are all local heroes, great musicians. And I haven't actually listened to this album yet. It was sealed. I just broke the seal, and we're going to hear a tune by Click Horning that I know was released as a 45 back in the 1960s. I think he's updated it for this album. And again, this is 1986. This is a tune called Rainmaker.
Yeah. trying mighty rods and they don't work. Anything to make her ready. Oh, make her ready. Make her. She's ready. Make her.
Well, some mysterious music there from an LP called Magic Island. Or perhaps it's by Magic Island. It's that mysterious. And the title may be Small. Or it may be by Small. And the title might be Magic Island. Either way, it's rumored to be Damien Youth. That was released on Blackberry Records back in 1999 in minuscule quantities. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And on the Thrift Shop, we trip through the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I want to let you know about some things that are coming up here on the Colby Sawyer campus in the next few days. Tomorrow night at the Clements Hall in the Ivy Science Center, the film Vagabond will be shown at 7 p.m. by New Wave French director Agnès Varda. It's a critically acclaimed portrait of the final weeks of a female drifter's life. Again, that's Vagabond showing tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the Clements Hall in the Ivy Science Center. Now, Wednesday, April 9th through Saturday, April 12th, the New Hampshire Clothesline Project is going to be raising awareness of violence and sexual abuse, and that's going to be at the Mercer Hall Gymnasium from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. On Thursday, April 17th, at Wheeler Hall in the Weir Student Center at 4 p.m., Assistant Professor of Sociology Kate Turcott will be presenting The Fate of a People, Oppression, Economic Shift, Climate Change, and Human Agency in Kivalina, Alaska. And that's the final installment of the 2014 Faculty Colloquium Series. That should be a very interesting presentation. So please check that out. On Friday, April 18th, the Spring Dance Ensemble is presenting Perspectives, and that's going to be at the Sawyer Center Theater at 7 p.m. So those are upcoming things, events happening here on the Colby Sawyer campus. For more information, you can visit the website at www.colby-sawyer.edu. I'm going to do a segment called Drop the Needle. It's kind of my favorite segment here on the Radio Thrift Shop. And I got this at a thrift shop this week. Very mysterious album. It's by a band or a musician called Jake Jones. I suspect that it's the name of the band. It was released, let's see, what is the record label here? I believe, Cap Records. It was released on Cap Records in, it looks like 1971. Don't know who the personnel are in the band, but they look like a bunch of devoted hippies from back of the day. Don't even know what kind of music this is, but the album just looked really cool, so I wanted to try it out. So, here's the deal. I haven't heard it before. I bought it at a thrift shop, and we're going to hear at least 1 minute of it, no matter how terrible or how awesome it is. Without further ado, let's drop the needle on Jake Jones. The town kept rolling on.
concrete would turn.
Well, this is kind of borderline. I don't know.
There'd be an old ice cream store with a nice wooden floor. I'd love to live that good old fashioned scene. But it can't be arranged, 'cause the times can't be changed. Never had it like I had before. I'm lost in my own backyard. And I'll try not to take it too hard. Too hard. Well, I'm lost in my own backyard. Lost in my own backyard. Lost in my own
Alright, they pulled that one out. Jake Jones with Lost in My Own Backyard. And they must have been a local band from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm curious. Maybe I'll check out some other tracks on this album and see what they have to offer. Alright, we're going to move forward now with another album obscurity by Peter Chalmers. The album was called The Lady and the Stranger. It was released back in 1976 and quickly faded into the obscure.
Lady wakes up on a cold and windy morn. The feelings that she has are blowing like the storm. She wants to feel it less, and at times she wants more. Just like yesterday and the time before. Rises up, not really feeling pain. Stops and wonders if it really is in vain. And how many times has there been a change in we? Someone she thought she knew, a stranger today. Stranger follows her, and sometimes he just hides. She tries to place him in each different disguise. But he keeps changing, and she says she don't know why. So try to change the face, but the feelings don't deny. Do you think it's all a game? The stranger now is not the same. Still she'll go on anyway and find another game to play. What the lady's looking for. You try to see her, but she won't open her door. She hides her future in a book without a page, telling who the actors are or a place to find the stage. The morning storm has gone and the lady's still inside, changing herself into a different disguise. So she'll venture out into the world deny the feeling she has inside or the times that she has cried. But all at once the faces change. One player's missing from the game. Still, she'll go on anyway and find another game to play.
for you and give away all the love that I gave to you. You've torn away now all the faith that I've had in you, but I'm sure that you'll need it soon. Though you'll never admit it's true, but I think I'll be seeing you. Don't give it up, your chances for being free. And pay no mind to the slander they've given me. You've torn away now all the faith that I've had in you, but I'm sure that you'll need it soon. And you'll never admit it's true, but I think I'll be seeing you.
Another track off of the mysterious Jake Jones LP. That was I'll Be Seeing You, the last track on side two, which usually they save a good track for the last track on all these albums, so I thought I'd try it. Gonna listen to more tracks from that. It's very interesting. Came out on Cap Records back in 1971. They were obviously a local band from St. Louis, Missouri. Kind of mysterious. Jake Jones, that was I'll Be Seeing You. Before that, from a brand new cassette released by Old Smile, we heard Whatever You Wish, Part 1 and Part 2. And prior to that, the Blue Mountain Eagle with Yellow's Dream from 1970. And from 1976, Peter Chalmers and a track called Kathy's Song, or Song for Kathy, from The Lady and the Stranger. Well, this is DJ Frederick. We're winding down toward the last part of the show, but I wanted to let you know about the Brooklyn Zine Fest. That's happening at the Othmer Library in the Brooklyn Historical Society on Saturday, April 26th and Sunday, April 27th. There are going to be some great panel discussions and workshops. One of them is called Collecting Zines for Libraries, Archives, and Collectives. And the other is called Anonymity. What are the benefits and drawbacks of being a public zinester? Now, if you don't know anything about zines, or if you're anywhere near Brooklyn and you want to check something very cool out, you can cruise over to brooklynzinefest.com. Okay, what are we going to do now? Ah, Gabor Szabo. Definitely, 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 definitely. Thank you. Absolutely love that tune. Before that, we heard a very privately pressed 45, The Legend of Meldrum Bay by Helena and Deborah, which was sold by the Lighthouse at Meldrum Bay. And I believe that's the only place that you could purchase it, or in and around that area in Canada. And we We started this set off with Gabor Szabo and Bacchanal. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop number 198. That means we're coming up on episode 200. I have no idea what I'm doing for episode 200. I don't even know, like, where this show is going after episode 200, whether it's going to go on hiatus while I work on some other projects, or, you know, what's going to happen. So I'll keep you updated. I'll know within a couple of weeks. So thank you for taking the musical journey with me. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your loved ones. Take good care of your community. And take good care of your sanity.